The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bill Brodie-Good, CEO and Technical Director of Alien Metals. UFO is ticker there. Bill, thanks for joining me.
It's always a pleasure, Justin.
Yeah, and you're keeping busy. You've announced direct shipping ore grades confirmed by bulk sample results from Hancock, and we'll talk about that, what that means. And also, before we do that, Bill, just for people not that familiar, just give us a summary of the parts there of Alien Metals, if you could.
Yeah, sure, thanks. So, I mean, the summary of the parts, we sort of have three main projects, so the iron ore, Hancock, Brockman, and hopefully soon to be Vivash Gorge. In the iron ore in the Pilbara in Western Australia, all the high-grade iron ore projects. We have the really exciting Money Elizabeth Hill project further west, also in the Pilbara, which has the historical PGM resource of Money, also the historic silver resource of Elizabeth Hill, and a lot of other potentials for base metals, nickel, copper, cobalt systems that we feel are present in a larger volume, lower grade that's never really been looked at. And we have our great assets in Mexico, so the two silver and the one copper, which we recently did our first bit of drilling on, waiting for results for those as well. So, yeah, lots going on.
Okay, well, take us through these results then, from the bulk sample at Hancock and what they mean, Bill.
Yeah, I think the key thing with this is as part of sort of developing a project to get to a mining phase, you need to do some sort of bigger quantity bulk sample testing of sort of representative material to then, get a flow sheet, which is one of the key things for this, so a process flow sheet. So this work has essentially given us what we felt was the case, but this is sort of proven by lab work, initial a low-cost flow sheet for processing the material. And this is key, one of the key things, I think, to the project. So they're saying, basically, from the material that we put in, the 2.5 tons overall bulk sample, where they did all the tests, the tower drop tests, all sorts of different things. Basically, they've resulted in a very simple flow sheet, so simple crushing and screening of the material, which is great, which reduces any extra cost, extra operational cost, the OPEX, again, reduces, therefore, the capital cost to get this thing into production. To be clear, it is one sample from Ridge C. It's not the whole ore body, but it's very, the idea is as representative as possible for this particular area. And also, of course, the grade, from five sort of spread out samples that they received, the average grade is 62.7, which is fantastic, which is what we've always sort of talked about and said, and we got from drilling, but having that further confirmed from, a 2.5 ton sample is excellent, both with the amount of iron, but also the low impurities, which are also as key, another key to the puzzle, to the value of the project, that you have these low impurities of silica, alumina, phosphorus, which all add to the value of the product, and we feel the continuing how it looks, the growth and the potential of the project.
Yeah. And so you're saying now they've been prepared, the samples dispatched to potential customers, is that right?
Yeah, well, that's right. So the other thing is we've mentioned in the past, and I think we noted it here again, we've got, several parties already we've been talking to for a while now about possible offtake agreements whereby they want to come in and actually secure, say, for the first few years or for the whole project, a life scan. A lifespan, they want the product. So they also, as part of their due diligence, which is fully normal, from this bulk sample, we've been able to prepare sort of representative 100 kilo samples. They are essentially, most of them are a combination of fines and lump, so that then these parties can then internally do their own tests and go, well, that's fine, you know, confirm what we're announcing, we're telling them, which is, you know, a normal process, but it gives them more confidence and de-risks the project in their eyes and hopefully increases their interest and possibly, and I suppose our bargaining ability to secure what would be, an excellent deal to get us to support the project, you know, the next piece of the puzzle, really.
Yeah. And what's the price like? What are your prices at the moment? Iron ore pricing?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, last week it was sort of 140. I think 10 days ago it was sort of rising, coming back up as China came out of some of these COVID lockdowns. Everything's taken a bit of a, to be honest, pasting in the last few days again. Mm. You know, I just, to be honest, I just looked it up and, you know, the chart I'm looking at is showing $132.50 a ton for the DSO grade. So even at that number, you know, with our sort of FOB numbers around $65, even worst case $70, you're still looking at $60 a ton markup profit. So still very much, we're very comfortable with that. You know, depending who you talk to, some people say, well, iron ore is you know, the price is going to stay steady, it's going to go up, it's going to go down. But again, the key thing for this project and what we have is the grade. We have 62% plus grade, mm-hmm. overall, especially in these early ridges for mining. We have low deleterious elements, so it's a very attractive product and is less susceptible to, and even if, you know, worst case, iron drops to 110, even worst case, $100 a ton for a period. Say we're in production and we're producing 62%+ material, we're still able to operate and produce and make a profit. Whereas if we had a 58% product, we'd be in a lot of trouble. So, mm-hmm. it's you know, it depends who you talk to, but we're very confident that the product is right. We still have a lot more there that we haven't found, that we're still to test, to increase the resource, the potential for Hancock. We still haven't drilled at Brockman. We're lining up to do that in the next couple of months. Very excited about that one. And when we hopefully get the Vivash Gorge acquisition complete, when we've completed our last sort of CPs on that, then again, that's the third one that we have a sense has potential as well. So look, it's all for the iron ore, it's all looking great, and we're just pushing ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Marv stuff, moving on all fronts. And what's next generally? What can what can people expect the next 3-6 months?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're nearly finishing the phase four drilling on Hancock on the two ridge systems. We're going to hopefully soon start some new drilling on some of the new targets. So bring that up, start bringing them into the picture with some good, you know, drill results and drill intercepts that we feel are there to start adding, you know, potential to that. As I said, get to Brockman, do some drilling there. We've got everything in place. It's just a case of now timings. There's been a bit of rain in the region. So when you get rain in the region, they often shut the dirt roads to protect them. But yeah, we're working on that, and we'll be in there as soon as we can. Then, you know, with Money and Elizabeth Hill, that's we've got lots of ideas stirred in the pot. We're just going to hopefully update the market soon about some of the ideas we've got and what we're going to be doing there. And there's so much to do as well. It's very exciting. And then Mexico, waiting for the results on the first phase, this initial bit of drilling. Hopefully, with you know, positive results, that we can then make a plan for the next phase.
Yeah.
And we keep working on our permitting and our work on Hancock to keep that momentum going to get into production. You know, our strategy is Q1, Q2 next year.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, boil all that down if you can, Bill, into 3 points why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Alien Metals to their watch list, please.
I suppose the Hancock Iron Ore project as a standalone, you know, looking to go into production next year, and a very low capex, very low opex, with significant upside, and hopefully going into it with an offtake agreement already in place. That's got to be a good reason to start following us if you're not already. I think the money Elizabeth Hill, huge potential there that still highly untapped, both with two historic resources, the one that's never even been attempted to be mined at money with the PGMs, and Elizabeth Hill, once we get that mine open, which I'm hoping, I've just had confirmation that the main headframe's ready, that all the safety specs have been done, so that's ready to go up and then get that water out and get back in, which will be really exciting, to be honest. See, you know, it's a bit like, it's almost what, like one of the Disney movies. What is it? The Seven Dwarfs, and they go underground and they sparkle. Yeah. The walls in their mine are just sparkling with jewels. And, you know, we're hoping we're going to have the same in Elizabeth Hill with silver just coming at us from all directions. But with everything else on that, in that project, all the other targets and the ground to check and the, everything to work up. And then Mexico, you know, I think Mexico still, they're great projects. They've been, you know, they've been slower out the traps, so to speak, in some ways. But keep, you know, you could follow us just for those, I think, because they've still got lots of legs in them, and we're excited with those as well.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Bill, good to chat to you. And like I said, lots going on, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks for your time. Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.